Eleanor's Walk Trail, Val Kill.
The greatest thing I've learned is how good it is to come home again.
Val Kill is the first National Historic Site dedicated to a First Lady. Stopping here for a moment gives you an opportunity to view the historic core of her former property, buildings with great stories to tell. The building to your left is the Stone Cottage, the original structure at Val Kill, built as a retreat for Eleanor and her associates from the New York Democratic Committee, Nancy Cook and Marion Dickerman. This would become a place to gather family and friends, students and grassroots political organizers, world leaders, and the disadvantaged. All were welcome and warmly received. Behind and to the right of Stone Cottage is the factory, the site of Val Kill Industries, an experimental business where disadvantaged farm workers were taught manufacturing skills to supplement their agricultural income. The factory produced high-quality furniture, among other products. After the factory closed, a victim of the 1930s economy, the building was converted into Eleanor's residence and renamed Val Kill. Directly behind Val Kill Cottage is the Playhouse. Originally built in 1928 to serve as a three-car garage, forge, and tool shed, the structure was converted to a family recreation room. Picnics were held here when it rained, and it was used for occasional square dances, as well as for plays performed by the Roosevelt grandchildren. The architectural style of the Stone Cottage is germane to the Hyde Park area. Known as Dutch vernacular, it has specific characteristics and was especially appealing to FDR, as National Park Service curator Frank Futrell explains.
The Roosevelt family is deeply rooted in the Hudson River Valley, and FDR was clearly proud of his Dutch ancestry. When he undertook any building project on his own property, those he did take a very active role in the design, and perhaps even fair to say that he shared the architectural credit for those. He did always partner with an architect to do the drawings, but he did direct very heavily the details of how these buildings would look. So some of the characteristics of the Dutch vernacular traditions would be the shape of the roofs, the gables, sort of a steep pitched roof, porches. The Stone Cottage at Val Kill is one of FDR's earlier architectural projects. But FDR had definite ideas about how the Stone Cottage was to look. And we have in the collection a wonderful drawing with notations by FDR all over about it, specifics about not this kind of window, but this kind of window. And the level of involvement or the level of interest that he takes in the details of this place is just so astounding.
Be sure to set aside time after your trail hike today to tour the interiors of the structures here in the historic core of Val Kill and note their simple, informal furnishings and decor.